Hi, I'm Jerry Cox with Family Council in Little Rock. Steve Jobs passed away last October, and while the anniversary of his death is still a few months away, I wanted to take a moment to share something very interesting with you. Steve Jobs was put up for adoption at birth. He was, as far as anyone can tell, the result of an unplanned pregnancy. That was back in 1955. He went on to invent the computer as we know it. At the time he founded Apple, computers were clunky machines relegated to performing major calculations. They were owned by major corporations or governments, not everyday people. Steve Jobs changed that. According to some, Jobs was a genius, with an IQ estimated to be higher than about 99.9% of all the people on the planet. It is believed that out of all the people on Earth, there were 1 to 7 million who were as smart or smarter than he was. That's pretty amazing. But here's what's even more amazing. Had his parents met 20 years later, he might never have been born at all. You see, between 1955 and 1975, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion. Abortion is used to end unplanned pregnancies. If an unplanned pregnancy can give us a man like Steve Jobs, however, I have to wonder how many equally gifted individuals are aborted every year. My guess is the number is far higher than we would ever want to know.